Now let's do the exercise at page 144. Multiple choice questions. Comprehension. Number 1. Well, some hens stayed at animal farm. So, according to the text we know, we choose dog. It never occurred to them that there was someone hiding on the farm. 注意这个句子的主干。It never occurred to them that. 他们从来没有想到过。It 是以形式主语，真正的主语从句，为使句子保持平衡而放到后面。Now, please listen to me carefully, and I think you know why we choose dog. No one suspected that there might be someone else on the farm who had never been seen. Are you clear? Number 2. Eric remained in hiding after war because he feared the penalty he might receive for his desertion. Penalty means punishment in Chinese 惩罚。Now listen to me. Fearing the authorities, Eric remained in hiding after war as well, right? Of course, he feared the penalty. He feared the punishment. Why? Because he deserted the army. Number 3. When did identity of ghost become known? So, in fact, when word identity was revealed?
那么他的身份是怎么样被公开于众的呢？是什么时候被公开的呢？
Of course, when Eric Cox died. So when Joe and Bob felt they would have to have their brother buried.
当这兄弟两个觉得必须把他们的去世的兄弟安葬的时候，
we choose dog. Now listen to me. Joe and Bob revealed a secret which they had kept for over 50 years.When they gave the funeral to a third brother, Eric Cox. Key structure, number 4. Some laborers said, on waking up, work had been done.
根据句型结构 on doing something, 那么首先体会出的应该是本句的主语。
So we choose they.
那么从 boy 和 dog 选项当中应该选择一个。他们将会发现工作已经被做完了。
On waking up, it means as soon as they woke up.
所体现的作用也就是时间状语。所以我们根据这个特点应该采用 boy.
They would find work had been done. Number 5. Employed a conscientious ghost. Most of the work for them.
逗号分割开两句，那么说明在没有连接词的情况下，我们的首选非线性定语从句、分词结构等等，雇佣了一个勤勤恳恳的鬼魂，这鬼魂为他们做了大量的工作。
So in fact, we choose say which did most of their work.
这是由 which 所引导的非线性定语从句。
Number 6. As he hit it, he decided to desert the regiment.
因为他痛恨部队的生活。
Desert army life,
在原文当中我们采用了 army life.
In fact, it means life in the army.
部队的生活。那么如若想表达学校的生活，
school life or life in the school. Number 7. Eric had been killed fighting with his regiment.
事实上在Eric had been killed 和 fighting with his regiment 之间我们无需添入任何词汇。这是现在分词做时间状语。
Fighting with his regiment, Eric had been killed.
在同军团并肩作战的时候 Eric 被杀害了。但为使得这个时间状语从句的概念更加清楚，我们可以运用 well 和 ing 现在分词形式进行搭配。
I think you remember the sentence in book 2. The local butcher, Sam Batten, lost his wallet while taking his savings to the post office.
那么新概念二册所出现的这个经典的语句，同学们应该还记得很清楚。
Number 8. Joe and Bob were the only other people who knew the secret, their wives. According to the text, we know the two brothers were the only other people who knew the secret.
那么这兄弟两个是唯一的知道这个秘密的人。
Of course, but their father.
那么除他们的爸爸而外了。
And they did not even tell their wives.
我们应该选择 A. And 连接两个并列句，强调他们甚至都没有告诉自己的妻子。
Number 9, vocabulary. It became accepted fact.
最后，最终，那么随着时间的推移，根据这个表达含义，我们应该选择 C, with time.
Dog 选项 at times means occasionally, 有时 on time,
准时。
那 number 10, he was during the Second World War.
首先我们来看看是否选择 A.
Recruit,
仅指招募军队人员等，有时可以指非法招募。
For example,Can't you recruit more members to the music society? Can't you remote more members to the music society?
难道你就不能多招募一些人员加入该音乐学会吗？
Conscript,
根据法律或宪法征兵，仅对本国公民而言，与介词 into 搭配连用。那么在美式英语当中，我们采用动词 draft, D-R-A-F-T.他应征入伍了，那么这个表达方式我们不应该采用 recruit, 而应该是 conscript.
He was conscripted into the army.
所以根据这个内容，我们应该选择 boy 选项。而第四个选项 regiment, 军团，作为一个及物动词，使受训练。
arm,
武装。
Okay, number 11. All these years, Eric had left.Eric had lived like a recluse.
我们知道 Eric 活得像一位隐士一样。So we know Eric had lived the life of a hermit. 那么他生活了，过着隐士的生活。
Number 12. He used to work at night that he had become the ghost of Andrew.
在原文当中我们采用了 quite aware 形容词短语。他过去常在晚上工作，而没有意识到，既然强调没有意识到，而不是忽略或者是误会，也不表示解释，所以我们的表达方式应该选用 A 选项 never realizing, 现在分词做状语。注意他替换了原句
he used to work at night quite unaware of the fact that he had become the ghost of Emily.
So, realize means what? Become aware of. Never realizing is equal to quite unaware of. Now, so much for the exercise in lesson today.
Hello, please open your books at page 146. It's your time to study lesson 31. A love book.Eccentric.
Now read with me the following words. Lovable. Lovable. Eccentric. Eccentric. Disregard. Regard. Disregard. Convention. Convention. Conscious. Conscious. Invariably. Invariably. Routine. Routine. Shoot.Should. Eccentricity. Eccentricity. Legendary. Legendary. Snob. Snob. Intensely. Intensely. Bedraggled. Bedraggled. Dump. Dump. Apologetic. Apologetic. Reprimand. Reprimand. Sedate. Sedate. Elaborate.Elaborate. Now let's learn the first word, lovable. Lovable is adjective. It means worthy of love. Worthy of love in Chinese, 可爱的，惹人爱的。Can you tell the difference between lovable and lovely? Lovely is also adjective, means beautiful, that one loves or likes. In Chinese, lovely, 可爱的。Lovable, 惹人爱的。Lovely, 可爱的。So translate the following sentence. 他的所作所为很是惹人爱。So what he does is lovable. Got it? And 我喜欢这可爱的孩子。I like the lovely boy. I like the lovely girl. So lovable, 重点强调惹人爱的。许多怪人很惹人喜爱。So,A large number of eccentrics are lovable. We can't say lovely, right?